are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining me this morning from the Rollins Library, it's Isaac. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Doing all right. Trying to keep warm.
Yeah, I know. I had to grab one of my nice thick flannels when I walked out of my house this morning. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, Mother Nature said, don't forget it's fall. Here, I'll make sure you remember.
Yeah, after kind of skipping winter, so it works.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of things going on at the library. First, we want to let people know Monday the library will be closed.
Yeah, that's right. We are closed for Native American Day, so unfortunately, nobody will be there. Book drop is still open, so you can still drop off. We will be reopened Tuesday at 9, though.
All right, so just keep that in mind, and if you were planning on going, no, you're not going to be able to stop in that day. But the rest of the week here, you've got a lot going on, book clubs, programs. What are you going to tell us about?
Oh, today? Yeah, so we still got book clubs this month for the adult book club. We're looking at Where the Crawdads Sing. We got about 2 copies left, so come grab it while supplies last. And then for the young adults book club, we have Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. And then those meet on the adults is Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7, and then for YA, it's Mondays 3:30 to 4.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah, a couple of interesting reads there for the folks. I'm sure the kids are enjoying that one.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. I mean, we're always encouraging more people to come and grab copies and sit down and join us.
Absolutely. And what else is coming up here?
Yeah, so we are doing something new this month. We have a dementia care program happening October 12th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. One of their representatives is going to come down and talk with anybody that wants kind of about the care needed and how to go about making sure everything's handled for that.
All right. So that's next Wednesday. If you're interested in that, you can stop on by. What time is that?
That's going to be 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
2 to 3. All right. And something perfect for the season as we are into the Halloween zone. A lot of people like to decorate for that, but you've got something spooky coming up.
Oh, the spooky and supernatural. We got Virginia Hansen coming from the South Dakota State Archives to talk about the strange and supernatural occurrences in South Dakota. That is happening October 14th at 1.
All right. So, yeah, anybody interested in that? That sounds like something that would be right up my wife's alley. She loves watching like Ghost Adventurers and things like that.
So. I will happily watch them and listen during the day and then watch a nice friendly Disney movie at night.
There you go. Yeah. Got to get in that right frame of mind before you pass out for the night.
Exactly. One of the other things as well, we do have a Lakota Life display for October in the library's front vestibule. When you walk in, you'll see it. It is going to be our center display, so come take a look at it and see what we got from one of the historical societies around to show everybody.
Very nice. So, if there are folks that are new to town and they haven't gotten their library card, it'd be a perfect time. Stop in and you can help them go through the steps. It's a pretty easy process.
Oh, yeah, it's painless. The only thing we're going to need is an ID and then a proof of address, so typically a piece of mail, or if you have like a lease agreement or a utility bill with an address on it, works as well.
Yeah, easy enough. Anything else you want to pass along this morning?
No, that's the biggest things we got going on for next week. We do have a busy month in October, so if you do swing by, come grab a newsletter and see what else we got going on for the rest of the month.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for stopping in, Isaac. Keep warm when you step back outside there.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to, not yet.
We'll see you the next time round.
Oh, yeah. You have a great day.
Thank you. There's Isaac from the Rollins Library joining us this morning on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam.